is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We invite you there and to enjoy the features that we give to you. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, Free Talk Live is free. Freetalklive.com will get you there. You can interact by actually creating the content of the site. If you find something online that you think's interesting, you just submit it as show prep, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most voted up, popular, will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Stop Online Piracy Act, and we're going to get more detail from CNET's Declan McCullough as to exactly what it means, what it is, and what are the ramifications. Ryan, though, is on the line, and he's somebody who is an independent filmmaker who works as a crew member in some I guess larger productions. And Ryan, you're back with us, telling us what you how you feel about the Stop Online Piracy Act. Go ahead. I think, do we still have Ryan here?
Just because, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay. I was just going into a long diatribe. I'm sorry about that, but it's what you alluded to earlier about how they're trying to apply an old methodology of making money off of the distribution model and everything of filmmaking and movies and music, and kind of ignoring where the technology is going is the folly, you know.
Yep.
The fact that you can literally, I'm in a position in the crew, as a member of the crew, a lot of these films are actually being made digitally now. They're not even shot on film anymore.
That's right.
And I literally have the entire movie's contents on my computer still as I'm wrapped and going home. And I'm going to erase it like I'm supposed to, but, I mean, that's how this stuff gets out there, you know? I mean, You can go into the parking lot of any Walmart or, you know, a factory or anything like that, and chances are there's some guy with a trunk full of DVDs that he made from rips from torrents from the Pirate Bay or something like that, of movies that are, like, in the box office right now. So it's one of those things where when your pay is structured on how many copies they sell or how many downloads they have, then obviously they're going to be against it getting out and being shared, amongst everybody on the planet, potentially.
What do you think these companies should be doing? I mean, because it's easy for them to stick their heads in the sand and, you know, stick their fingers in their ears and pretend like the world isn't changing around them and that they can just keep doing things the way it's always been done and that they'll be able to continue surviving. What should they do to deal with the changes that are coming? Is there a future for big movie houses? I mean, you know, the Paramounts of the world and those creatures. You know, are they going to exist into the future?
Oh, sure, they're going to exist, but it's more out of a legacy kind of thing, and that's not to say that there won't be something else that becomes the new Paramount, you know, and the old dinosaurs die off.
Mm-hmm.
But they are going to have to change. I mean, there's some people that are kind of paralleling SOPA with like what the RIAA went through several years ago after Napster kind of went crazy, and there were several very big headlining bands that were absolutely losing it over people downloading their music for free online. And all it took was Apple to come in and say, hey, how about we just sell stuff in our marketplace for 99 cents a song? And at first there was a lot of people that didn't do it. And even the Beatles, who have had lawsuits against Apple Computer forever, are now available on the iTunes.
Wow, that's incredible.
So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, great way to... I think that's brilliant.
The thing has to change.
Right. What you pointed out is that somebody with vision, in this case Apple, came up with a unique method of distributing a product using the Internet to distribute music to listeners at a cost that is something that people aren't going to turn their noses up at, because a lot of people are going to turn their nose up at buying a $17, $18, $19 CD, which has two good songs on it.
Right.
Now they can go and download the good product pay a bare minimum price for it if they don't want to go through all the hassles of, you know, having to torrent it to get it that way. And so they made it easy for the average person to get their hands on digital music, and as a result made it easy for these companies to profit from distributing digitally. And now what do we see is news about in 2012. What I hear is what I've seen online is that all of the major record labels are going to quit manufacturing CDs. So, I mean,
yeah,
talk about a game changer.
Yeah. I've seen that as well, and that I think is a bad thing, because then that takes the option of actually owning a physical copy that's manufactured yourself, because even digital stuff, as you know, gets degraded through the processing of it and handing it around. And the bootleg CDs that are movies that I've seen are nowhere near as good as the final Blu-ray that you could buy.
Exactly, sure. And that's why another reason why these kind of laws are bad is because what ends up happening is that a lot of the people that end up watching your movie are people that you don't know are watching it, but are seeing a less good version of it, and that's going to be their impression of your movie, and that's not good
at all. Yeah. So it takes that precious art that you have to sell to make your ideas and everything, and it makes it really degraded, and it's a lose-lose situation, I think.
Brian, great thoughts. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Anything else you want to share?
I just have a question about the amp, but I don't know if that's an off-the-line kind of thing.
A question about what?
About your amp program.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I was wondering, is it only a subscription, or could I make like a one-time yearly donation?
We do have options.
Like a monthly contribution to be a member of the amp.
You could do it yearly if you would prefer to do that. There are alternative ways to amp. You can just email Ian@freetalklive.com, and we can work that out. Some people cut a check from their bank account once a year, so you know there are ways to do that. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, excellent.
All right.
Well, keep
Brian,
good work. I've been listening for a long time, and this is my first call.
I appreciate hearing from you. Great information tonight, good ideas, and thanks for the call. At 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I like what he was saying, that it took Apple to make it so these companies, these music labels, could figure out how to do digital distribution. They couldn't do it on their own because they're these old dinosaurs. And I'm sorry that that's just how it is. I mean, older businesses that don't change die. And you've seen that over the years. If they don't change to what their customers are expecting, to what their customers want, if they don't put a finger on that pulse, if they're not always talking to their customers and finding out what they want and aren't willing to do what they want,
and they don't have a monopoly on force,
they go out of business. They get challenged by new upstarts, and deservedly so. You know, Woolworths doesn't exist anymore, and they used to be, you know, as big a deal as Walmart is today, but they're gone because they lost track of what their customers wanted.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to now, with the way society is now, with like the way Hollywood and the people that are behind SOPA are trying to sort of restrict their competition. It's hard to know why people go out of business now, or why people are in business. Because now you can't say, oh, well, they're in business because they do a good job and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because you don't know what kind of laws they've been behind passing, so their competition can't outperform them.
Good point. Maybe they're in business simply because they've got a government protection, essentially. And that's what we're talking about here. That's what this SOPA thing is. It's Hollywood, their attempt to regulate others out of their industry, to protect themselves from these folks that are maybe distributing things in ways that are a little bit unusual. And they always have this claim that this is threatening jobs. It says here it's going to threaten more than 19 million American jobs.
Well, I don't even know how they calculate. I think they just make stuff up because they can't possibly calculate for who's going to have a job and who's not because of something.
They can't know how many people download torrents or download videos online. They have no idea. They can only make, you know, estimates. And then they try to figure out, well, what would it mean if all of those people who downloaded that video would go out and buy a movie ticket? And then that's kind of how they figure out the amount. But it presumes that all the people who are downloading the movies aren't going to see them in theaters, which is nonsense. If you see a good movie online, odds are good if you can afford it, you're going to go to the theater and see it there or buy a DVD or Blu-ray. More coming up. Free time.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. It is the Christmas Eve edition as we approach the weekend, holiday weekend, of course. We'll be here all weekend long doing Free Talk Live for you to allow you to call in toll-free as always and bring up absolutely anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the number that you'll need. That's 1-855-450-3733. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner over at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of our banner column. We've been talking about the Stop Online Piracy Act, which is something that is nearing, I guess, the potential of possibly passing. It sounds like it probably will, because these movie industry folks are a pretty heavy-duty lobby. I mean, they're...
Yeah, they're very powerful.
They are very powerful. But the good news is, not everybody agrees with this. In fact, a lot of the people within the internet world are pretty upset about it. What started this whole conversation was the news that GoDaddy had come out in support of the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA, and had a huge fallout from some of their people that were their customers, like WikiLeaks pulled out of GoDaddy, and Wikipedia actually threatened to pull out of GoDaddy, as I understand it.
Yep.
And other companies as well stepped forward and said, this is outrageous. We are not going to do business with you, GoDaddy, if you continue this. And literally within hours of them, you know, of the word coming out about them supporting SOPA, within hours, they had reversed their position because they didn't want to upset their customers. And it's not just GoDaddy that is now opposing SOPA. Google, Facebook, Twitter, Zynga, eBay, Mozilla, Yahoo, AOL, LinkedIn all wrote a letter to key members of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, a story from CNET.com's Declan McCullough, saying that SOPA poses a serious risk to our industry's continued track record of innovation and job creation, as well as our nation's cybersecurity. Yahoo has even reportedly quit the U.S. Chamber of Commerce over the organization's enthusiastic support for SOPA. The European Parliament adopted a resolution last week stressing the need to protect the integrity of the global internet and freedom of communication by refraining from unilateral measures to revoke IP addresses or domain names. A letter signed by some reps out of California, as well as Ron Paul, predicts that SOPA will invite an explosion of innovation-killing lawsuits and litigation. So there's some pretty serious opposition to this. Of course, that has never stopped bad laws in the past.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of this, is that look at all these businesses are looking to the interests of their customers who are speaking out against it, and they are changing their views based on what their customers want. And then the whole idea of us living in a democracy and people that like the idea of democracy, in which people, like in this case, if it was even a real democracy in which everyone got a say in what happens, then this would not pass, because you can tell at all the companies that are ubiquitous, everyone uses Wikipedia, or most people use Wikipedia, and they're standing out against it, so they see no harm in losing any customers from taking a stance against this. So to me, that says that lots of people are against it.
But yet the politicians don't respond to customer response like actual companies do. Companies... See, the companies know that you could leave them tomorrow, but you can't just leave the politicians. They are, you know, your representatives, which, of course, is nonsense. They only represent themselves and whoever supports them. But there's this kind of illusion that they do, and it's nonsense. But the politicians only come up every 2 to 4 years for vote. That's the only chance that anybody ever has to change them. And that's the only time they pretend to listen to you. And that's all they do. They just pretend. That's the only time that they'll talk to you, many of them. Except if you're in New Hampshire. The New Hampshire state reps are very accessible. You can call them at their home and talk to them. But the guys that are from New Hampshire that are in D.C., the state senator or whatever, not state senator, but the U.S. senators, U.S. representatives, they don't care about you. They don't care. So unlike the companies where they've got to satisfy you today.
Right.
They've got to satisfy you this week. They've got to move. They've got to make that move, or you're going to go to the competition. You don't have that option with government, and they know it. So how would SOPA work? They frequently ask questions here that Declan McCullough is providing at CNET.com so we can better understand what this is happening. It allows a U.S. attorney general to seek a court order against the targeted offshore website that would in turn be served on internet providers in an effort to make the target virtually disappear. It's kind of like an internet death penalty.
Weird.
More specifically, Section 102 of SOPA says that after being served with a removal order, quote, a service provider shall take technically feasible and reasonable measures designed to prevent access by its subscribers located within the United States to the foreign infringing site, that is subject to the order. Such actions shall be taken as expeditiously as possible, but in any case within 5 days after being served with a copy of the order, or within such time as the court may order. So they're saying that they need to prevent access to subscribers within the United States. But how are they going to do that on a service provider that doesn't even exist in the United States? How are they going to handle that? Well, I believe the Declan will explain more about this, because I think what it's going to come down to is ultimately a blacklist. A blacklist of websites, a blacklist of IP addresses that will have to be enforced by all of the internet service providers in this country.
Well, we've got enough military bases on enough countries that we could probably just enforce it from our military bases.
Don't give them any ideas, Ellie. So how is SOPA different from the earlier Senate bill called the Protect IP Act? Well, Protect IP targeted only domain name system providers, financial companies, and ad networks, not companies that provide internet connectivity. Because SOPA is broader, even some companies who liked, or at least weren't vocally opposed to the Senate bill, aren't exactly delighted with the House version. So a representative from Verizon said they continue to look at SOPA, and while it's fair to say we have concerns about the legislation, we're working with congressional staff to address those concerns. AT&T said that they've been supportive of the general framework, but when it comes to SOPA at AT&T, all they would say is working constructively with the chairman and others toward a similar end in the House. What are the security, and that's pretty vague, what are the security-related implications of SOPA? One is how it interacts with the domain name system and set of security improvements known as DNSSEC. The idea of DNSSEC is to provide end-to-end encryption of domain names, meaning there's no break in the chain between, say, WellsFargo.com, the bank, and its customer. So requiring internet providers to redirect allegedly piratical domain names to, say, the FBI's servers isn't compatible with DNSSEC. So what they're saying here is that they're trying to change basically the way the internet works. And right now, when you type in a web, if you're more technically adept than I am, I mean, I know a decent amount about the internet, but if you know more and I'm getting something wrong, please clarify at 855-450-FREE. But when you type in a web URL in your browser, you know, freetalklive.com, there's DNS, which is domain name service, I believe, or system, and it looks that up. It's kind of like an internet phone book, because the internet doesn't know the website name necessarily. What it does is it looks in its little DNS phone book. Each web or internet service provider, so Comcast or Time Warner or whoever you use, has this DNS list. And they when they receive a request for a site, they check that list and they say, oh, well, Free Talk Live, that's IP176.60.61. Whatever, and then it sends that out instead. Now, you don't see any of this stuff happening, but they're saying they're going to want these ISPs to redirect those requests to government websites.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to dial in here, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot to offer you there, including listening options, which include broadband and dial-up versions of the show in live streaming form. We've got those streams running 24 hours a day, so the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always available over at listen.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll learn more about our over 100 great radio stations that carry this radio program at different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, two channels up there, our free-to-air satellite, as well as the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. And the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It will deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle, where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle to have if you can have only one. That's Ruger.com. So we're talking about the Stop Online Piracy Act and really kind of getting into some detail about it. I mean, I'd heard enough to know I didn't like it. If the government's passing some law about the Internet, that's usually bad enough to, something that usually is a bad thing. And the Liberty folks are coming out against this. Lots of Internet folks are coming out against it, like Google. Even AOL coming out against this. And so we're kind of giving you a breakdown, at least from our rudimentary level of understanding of the Internet. I know enough technically to administer websites to some extent, but I'm also not, I'm not a programmer. So I'm kind of, I'm in the middle. Like I can set some stuff up and do some modification of internet things, but programming, you know, the back end of a website, I couldn't do something like that. I don't have that, those technical abilities. So when I'm going through this here, I'm doing my best to kind of break this techie discussion down into as easily understandable terms as possible. So please, Ali, stop me if you're confused about anything.
Okay.
I'm doing a bad job here. But essentially, what Declan McCullough over at CNET.com is explaining what this SOPA thing means, it one of the big factors is how it interacts with the domain name system and DNSSEC, which is security that promotes end-to-end encryption of domain names, meaning there's no break in between WellsFargo.com and its customer. Requiring internet providers to redirect allegedly piratical, meaning pirating, domain names to, say, the FBI servers isn't compatible with that security setup, with the way that DNSSEC works. If the feds decide through this SOPA Act that Free Talk Live is a violator and that we need to be pulled out of the internet, that essentially they'll be demanding that internet service providers blacklist us and kind of redirect requests. So if you were using...
So they come for you through your internet service provider.
Right. So for instance, if Free Talk Live were hosted, and it's not, but if Free Talk Live were hosted in another country, they know they can't sue that other host provider. So they can't just take that host out. So they have to figure something else out. How else do they stop people in the U.S. from accessing that website? And essentially, they'll use force against all the internet service providers and say, all right, you can't allow anyone to access freetalklive.com. Instead, when they go type in freetalklive.com, it'll take them to the FBI's website. And they're saying that that just doesn't work with DNSSEC. Dan Lundgren, who heads the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Cybersecurity, has said that an unintended consequence of SOPA would be to undercut the effort that his panel has been making to promote DNSSEC. The Sandia National Laboratories, part of the U.S. Department of Energy, has also raised concerns about SOPA, saying it's unlikely to be effective and will negatively impact U.S. and global cybersecurity and internet functionality. Stuart Baker, the former policy chief, at the Department of Homeland Security, who's now in private practice, warned in an op-ed that SOPA runs directly counter to the House's own cybersecurity efforts. An analysis, I mean, these are former government guys here and current government guys saying this is even a bad idea. An analysis of Protect IP, which is the Senate version of this act, prepared by five internet researchers this spring, lists potential security problems. Among them, it's incompatible with DNSSEC. Innocent websites will be swept in as collateral damage, and the blacklist can be bypassed by using the numeric internet address of a website. The address for CNET.com, for instance, is currently 64.30.224.118. So if you were to take that IP address and type it into your browser, it would take you to CNET. And when they say here that that innocent websites will be swept in as collateral damage, what they mean by that, for instance, is that one IP address can host multiple websites.
Okay.
So people are used to, when they hear about an IP address, and I'm sure you've heard about IP address.
Right.
When they hear about IP address, they're told, that's your phone number on the internet. It's your address on the internet. And that's a good way to explain it. Mostly. It's a good way to explain that there's a kind of like a termination point somewhere, but that doesn't mean that there's not an infinite amount of activity that can be happening on that one IP address. So, for instance, you and I, we're here in the studio, and we're using an internet connection, but we're both doing different things on it.
Right.
So if somebody blocks this IP address, they'd be blocking both of us. If they were just trying to block me, they block you as well. But to give a better example, what they mean by websites, freetalklive.com has an IP address. We have a server that we rent in a rack somewhere in a server space company. And that server, it's big enough to handle more than freetalklive.com. So freekeen.com, for instance, is handled on that server. And there are other websites like shiresociety.com that are handled on that server. So if Free Talk Live is designated by the Stop Online Piracy Act or whichever administrative bureaucracy will be administrating and enforcing this thing, then if they say, okay, well, you've got to take Free Talk Live out of being accessed, Mr. Internet Service Provider, you cannot allow your customers to access this anymore, so you'll redirect freetalklive.com if they prevent access to one IP address, then it prevents all those websites. Mm-hmm. So if there's a host that has 500 sites on it, and if they've got 500 websites and only one of them is the one that's been indicated to be blocked, you're blocking all 500 sites.
Right.
That's as I understand this. So what will SOPA require internet providers to do? According to CNET, a little-noticed portion of the proposed law, which CNET highlighted recently, goes further than Protect IP and could require internet providers to monitor customers' traffic and block websites suspected of copyright infringement. It would cover IP blocking, says the head of Net Coalition, whose members include Amazon, Google, eBay, and Yahoo. He says, I think it contemplates deep packet inspection. The exact requirements will depend on what the removal order says. The Recording Industry Association of America says that SOPA could be used to force internet providers to block by IP address and deny access to only the illegal part of the site. It would come as no surprise if copyright holders suggested wording to the Justice Department, which would in turn seek a judge's signature on the removal order. Deep packet inspection, meaning forcing an internet provider to intercept and analyze customers' web traffic, is the only way to block access to specific URLs. So what they're saying there is that maybe they would be able to avoid the problem that I was just describing, where if they block an IP address, they're blocking perhaps hundreds of websites that aren't engaging in so-called piracy. But then they would have to do deep packet inspection, meaning being even more invasive into each customer's internet access.
Right.
Looking literally at when you're sending information on the internet, it's sent in packets. So sometimes packets get lost in the process, and so they would be delving into those packets more so than they currently are to determine whether or not that you should be blocked. Smith's revised version may limit the blocking requirement to DNS blocking. Its safe harbor language indicates that not resolving the domain name of the foreign infringing site may be sufficient, but some ambiguity remains. So this hasn't been nailed down yet. They're still modifying this thing, and it sounds to me like either way they slice this, it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. So, have I sufficiently made this clear, Allie?
I think the whole idea, I understand what you're saying about them shutting down one and it ends up, affecting people who are not involved. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think that there's going to be unintended consequences abound for something like this.
Absolutely. More coming up here at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Next question is, are there free speech implications to the Stop Online Piracy Act? And we'll find out in moments and get your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. Yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. If you would like, Christmas Eve Eve edition, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Allie.
Inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're totally free. We've got our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. Because the chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. We're talking about something that a lot of folks that are familiar with the internet are pretty upset about. And even if you're not familiar with the internet, as far as the technical aspects of it and how it all works behind the scenes, I certainly don't know all about that. I know a little bit about it, enough to have a kind of a basic understanding. And I know that this is a bad idea, this SOPA, this Stop Online Piracy Act, where essentially it's going to be more power for the recording industry, for the Motion Picture Association, to be able to come in to the federal government and say, we would like these sites banned, and then, you know, specify different websites from around the world that they don't like because they believe it's a threat to their business model. And they've got a lot of political sway, and so the politicians are doing exactly as they're told.
Instead of just changing their business model to fit the world, they want to change the world.
They want to use violence to mold the world in the way they think it should be molded.
Right.
And that usually never really works out very well. And so as has been pointed out here, there's a couple of proposals on the table for this thing, which are pretty scary. One of them would possibly block access to certain IP addresses, which would essentially create a blacklist. Now, we talked about Australia a few years ago creating an internet blacklist, and they banned porn sites from the internet, certain porn sites. And as a result of that, there is a blacklist. And if your website gets on that blacklist, you're not going to be seen in Australia by the average internet user. Now, there's always a workaround. There's always, you know, with the internet, with the way that, you know, the geeks are, and the, you know, they'll figure out something. I trust the nerds will keep the internet as free as possible.
And I trust the nerds to let me know how to access whatever they got going on.
Absolutely. And so whatever it takes, there will be ways to get to the information you want. But all that said, most people don't want to take the time to do those things. Most people are just going to get censored. Mm. And it's pretty disturbing. So we're sharing some, a fairly detailed piece here from Declan McCullough over at CNET.com about this SOPA thing. And he's got some questions and answers. Are there free speech implications to SOPA? Their opponents say so. New York Times op-ed called it the Great Firewall of America. And the language of the bill itself is quite broad. Section 103 says that to be blacklisted, a website must be directed at the United States, and also that the owner has promoted acts that can infringe copyright. And then they go on to say what defines a U.S.-directed website. The Internet site is used to provide goods or services to users located in the United States. That's a pretty big spectrum. B, there's evidence that the Internet site or portion thereof is intended to offer or provide such goods or services or access to those things, a delivery of such goods and services to users located in the United States, so simply being able to ship to the U.S., would qualify.
So is this just like basically going to make it so that I can't, when I'm shopping online, no one's going to want to, you know, ship to the United States or do anything to do with the United States because we've got such crazy laws about what you can put on the Internet?
It certainly is going to make it more questionable for folks. C, the Internet site or portion of thereof does not contain reasonable measures to prevent such goods and services from being obtained in or delivered to the United States. And D, any prices for goods and services are indicated or billed in the currency of the United States. Some critics have charged, says McCullough, that such language could blacklist the next YouTube, Wikipedia, or WikiLeaks, especially in the case of WikiLeaks, which has posted internal documents not only from governments but also copyrighted documents from U.S. companies and has threatened to post more. It's hard to see how WikiLeaks would not qualify for such blacklisting. Lawrence Tribe, high-profile Harvard law professor and author of a treatise titled American Constitutional Law, has argued that SOPA is unconstitutional because if enacted, he says, an entire website containing tens of thousands of pages could be targeted if only a single page were accused of infringement. So 1-855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Pretty disturbing stuff here. Let's talk to Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
I'm not going to say I'm on line a lot, but I've burned up like 15 laptops downloading. So what does that tell you?
Okay. Wow.
You have to have a lot of fans to keep the computers cool, but there is no way they're going to be able to stop people from downloading because the minute you shut one site down in Spain, another one will open up in Switzerland, and our good friends in Russia, well, if there's a way to make money off of it, they'll have a site for it.
That's a great point. You look at the history of piracy, so-called piracy, I would call it sharing, file sharing. You look at the history of sharing on the Internet, and it's one service after another. They come up, they go down, they come up, they go down. The Pirate Bay has had the longest track record of being able to stay online, and that's because they're really serious about staying online. I mean, they're a big deal, and they, you know, they distribute their content to different servers around the world. So if one of them is targeted, the others can pick up the slack. And so there are definitely ways around this. And you're right, a dedicated site that wants to stay on can just simply hop around the Internet. And this is, you know, again, the government can really only respond after the fact in most cases. So they'll find a site and they'll decide, okay, well, this needs to be blacklisted. They'll add it to the blacklist and people are going to work around it. Those who are interested in free information will be able to access it. But the thing is, this will affect an act like SOPA will affect the average user, Kevin, the person who's not willing to burn up 14 laptops downloading stuff.
And as long as Boris in the Ukraine has a camcorder, we'll have that movie.
Thank you, Kevin. Anything else you want to share?
Thank
appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you. Thank
All right, sir. 855-450-FREE.
I'm tempted to, I don't want to say, you know, overreach and say that this is going to be worse than it is. But I have a feeling this goes beyond just IP. I think it has other implications as well. Just the government getting involved in the Internet and having all this information it doesn't need to have and be able to abuse that information as they always do. I just see this having more things happening from it and little provisions that no one realized would do this thing.
Absolutely. And that's because you know how government works. You know that when government gets involved in something, that it doesn't stop there. They're going to, if they do this, then they're going to expand it. It's going to become more than it was originally intended. So they're saying right now, oh, it's just to protect the folks and their copyrights and whatever. But what it's going to end up becoming is, well, there's domestic terrorists out there, and they're talking about sovereignty, and we can't be having any of this stuff going on, so we're going to pass the Stop Online Domestic Terrorism Bill, and then we'll, you know, adjust the SOPA provisions or whatever bureaucracy is dealing with that to start banning sites like perhaps Free Talk Live or, you know, Free State Project or something like that, just because they are threats to the legitimacy of the government. Or, you know, so that's just one example of how they can use this and expand this the ability to essentially stop you from finding a certain site on the internet. It's really scary.
And it's so sick because they take people, average people, who when they think about IP, they think about their favorite artists and how they want them to be able to profit as much as they can from providing this art that they appreciate so much, and mm-hmm. they want more power to their favorite artists to be able to protect their stuff. But they don't realize what the law really means. They just, you know, it's the goodwill of a person for appreciating art in such a way. I don't agree with them on the IP thing, but that's just like that's just the scene. They're not realizing there's a whole unseen behind something like this.
And if you appreciate art, then support it. And I think that in the absence of IP, the intellectual property concept, because it doesn't really exist, it's just an idea, in the absence of that idea, then customers need to be satisfied in order for rewards to be granted. I mean, if we're doing a crappy job on the air, if we're doing a crappy radio show, people are going to tune out, and they're going to inform people that they're no longer listening to the radio station or whatever, and then they're going to change their format, or they're going to change their programming. Similarly, if a band is doing an awful job playing music, people aren't going to listen to it. And they're not going to want to buy their products, their T-shirts, and they're not going to want to go to their concerts. So there are other ways for these companies and individuals who are involved in creating content to make money. And that in the absence of intellectual property, those companies would have to figure that out. Or else they die. And that's okay. It's okay when old ideas go away. It's okay when old companies crumble and are replaced by new ones. It's called creative destruction, if I'm not mistaken, in economics, when something that is outdated it goes away. It opens up, for instance, like in the physical world, if a business goes out of business, it opens up the location for someone new to try something new.
Right.
And that's good. We need that. We need new ideas. We need something fresh.
Cleansing of the market.
Yeah, and what this SOPA is all about, at least on its face, is stopping new ideas and keeping things the status quo and keeping things the way things used to be. And that never works out in the long run. And as you point out correctly and very deftly, Allie, that it really is the foot in the door for the federal government to severely restrict website content of all manner, anything that they don't like. That's what's next with this thing. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.